This is the Truth Network.
This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
Buckle up, Truth Talk listeners, because Steve Jumper is at it again, our special guest host for this next segment, and you'll love his guest. I'm not going to steal his thunder. Listen, be encouraged, and thank you for being a listener, a supporter of Truth Talk, and thank you to all of our amazing affiliates. And you can catch the podcast later. Be sure you subscribe to the Truth Podcast Network and to Truth Talk, our special podcast with all these wonderful guests. Here you are now, Steve Jumper, guest hosting for Stu Epperson in this next segment.
This is Stephen Jumper with Truth Talk Live, filling in for Stu Epperson at the Intensive Conference in Kernersville, North Carolina at the Crossing Church. I'm here with Jahan Burns, and she just got finished delivering an incredible message to our audience. She is originally from Uganda, but I'm going to let her share a little bit about herself to begin with.
Thank you so much. I was born in Uganda, and my father was assassinated in 1986. I was 6.5 years old. He was trying to become president of our country and during the Civil War. So following his death, we became destitute and really depended on miracles to survive. I was raised Muslim and had so much darkness because our family ended up in the occult. And so when I was 14 years old in a British missionary boarding school, I was introduced to the gospel, and it changed my life. I gave my life to Jesus after reading the Bible in 3 days and started living out my faith. I was intensely persecuted for my faith, coming from an Islamic background, having been raised Muslim. But I found Jesus to be true, and even in my mistakes and pain and backsliding along the way, he relentlessly pursued me because that's his heart for us.
She has an amazing story, and I want to just since I heard a little bit more detail about it, there's a lot of information she's just glossing over really quickly just to give you the highlight. But you did share with the audience today about how in your country, it was really witchcraft and magic and the occult. Maybe speak to that a little bit, because that actually exists in the United States, doesn't it?
Right. Well, yes. You know, Africa is referred to as a dark continent, and I don't really necessarily think that's because of poverty per se, but it's because of the incredible spiritual darkness there. Like, it's horrible, you know, that millions of people are in bondage to that witchcraft. And, you know, the Bible says that the devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And I think really what you're talking about, it's taking over America now as Americans get away more and more from a Christ-centered lifestyle, from a biblical lifestyle. Darkness is moving in. And in the last few years, I've encountered so many people that are oppressed of the devil, you know, or that, you know, believe in magic and witchcraft and the practice of it. I mean, like right now, think about how much ground the Church of Satan has taken, and it's now in schools, you know, in some schools. So, and I think it destroys the fabric of a nation when you turn away from God and turn to evil, because Satan's job is to steal, to kill, and destroy.
Yeah. So, you shared with the group today that you had a friend that came to you that had some issues with demons, and asked you whether Jesus was powerful enough to take away her demons. And your advice, I believe, was get into the Word of God. Tell us about that, when you commented about that.
Right. So really, you cannot overcome the devil and darkness and Satan except through the Word of God. You know, you look at Jesus, he is the only person that ever exercised absolute dominion over the kingdom of darkness. And without him, it's impossible to do that. And we know him and live out that same victory when we get in his word. That's where the principles of life and freedom are found. And so for anyone that's struggling with darkness, even for us as a nation, as a church, trying to, you know, push back the advance of the kingdom of darkness, we have to get back into the word and live lifestyles that reflect the Bible, you know, without compromise. Yes.
Yeah. And one of the things that I have come to understand about the word of God and the way the Holy Spirit works is the Holy Spirit and the word go hand in hand. They work together.
Totally agree. I think that we need the Holy Spirit, because otherwise you don't really understand the Bible. You would have to breathe on it, you know. And I think that ultimately a life surrender to the Holy Spirit is a life that's fruitful and effective and a life of victory. Absolutely. I agree with that.
Great. And so Jahan, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And your message is powerful. Is there anything you'd like to share specifically with our viewers today?
Well, it is to reemphasize that the message of the cross, because I think
yes.
You know, in America, I'm finding that we're preaching so many Jesuses, you know,
yes.
that are not based in the cross, in the power of the crucifixion and the resurrection.
Amen.
You know, and so to get back to the central theme of the cross and the word of the Lord, that's where our victory is.
Absolutely. And that's been a theme of the conferences, to take the word of God, to take them to the cross, and to declare Jesus. And Jahan, thank you so much for your time. It's great to see you. And again, this is Stephen Jumper with Truth Talk Live from Kernersville, North Carolina, at the Crossing Church at the Intensive Conference 2023, filling in for Stu Epperson on Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Network.